Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a crunchy percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 that feels right at home in old-school jungle, roller DNB, and darker break-driven bass music. Now, the important thing here is this. We are not just adding extra drums for the sake of it. We're creating a supporting texture. Think of it like the dust and grit behind the main break. It adds attitude, motion, and a little bit of that chopped-up sampler flavor that makes jungle drums feel alive. A lot of DNB drum programming is really about layers. You've got your main break for character, your clean top percussion for timing, and then this crunchy layer for energy and glue. Sometimes that's the layer you barely notice until you mute it, and then suddenly the whole groove feels thinner. That's exactly the kind of layer we want to make. Let's start fresh in Ableton. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM so the session feels in that jungle and DNB zone. Then drag in a simple source sound. This could be a short break slice, a single percussion hit, a rim, a hat, or even a chopped bit from a loop. For a beginner, pick something with a clear attack. We want personality more than perfection. Load that sample into Sampler on a new MIDI track. If it's a one-shot, leave it in classic mode. Keep warp off for now, and if the sample is coming in too loud, pull the gain down a bit, maybe around -6 to -12 dB. That helps you keep control as soon as you start adding processing. Now the next step is to make it behave like a texture rather than a full sample. In Sampler, move the start point so it lands right on the transient, and trim the end so the tail doesn't clutter up the groove. A short attack, a fairly short decay, and a tiny release is usually enough. We want it snappy, short, and playable. If you're using a chopped break fragment, this is where that old-school sampler feel starts to show up. You're basically turning one bit of audio into a rhythmic ingredient. That's a very jungle thing to do. Now draw in a simple MIDI pattern. Don't overthink it. Start with a few offbeat hits, and maybe one or two ghost notes before the snare accents. Give it space. A great beginner move is to place a handful of notes across the bar, then listen to how they answer the main break instead of trying to copy it. In jungle, a little irregularity actually helps. Perfectly even patterns can feel too modern and too stiff. Once the rhythm is working, it's time to dirty it up a bit. Add saturator or drum bus after Sampler. If you want straightforward grit, saturator is a great first choice. Add a few dB of drive and turn soft clip-on. Then lower the output so you're matching level, not just making it louder. If you want a little more drum density, drum bus is also excellent. Use a modest amount of drive, keep crunch subtle, and only add a little transient if the hit needs more bite. For this kind of layer, keep boom low or off. We do not want extra low end fighting the kick and sub. That low end discipline is a huge part of making DNB drums hit properly. Here's a useful mindset. Crunchy does not mean loud. In fact, crunchy often sounds better when it's controlled and tucked in a little. After that, drop in EQ8. This is where the layer becomes useful in the mix. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it stops eating low end space. If the sound feels boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 500 Hz. If it's too sharp or tiring, reduce a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if you want a touch more air, you can add a small lift in the high end. The basic rule is simple: remove low junk, tame ugly mids, keep the punch and texture. That way the layer supports the groove without stepping on the kick and snare. If the sound is still a little wild or uneven, add a compressor next. Glue compressor works really well for this. Start with a gentle setting, maybe a 2 to 1 ratio, a medium attack, and automatic release if you want a simple approach. You're only aiming for a little gain reduction, just enough to make the texture feel consistent. That compression is not only about loudness. It helps the layer sit behind the main break in a stable way. In roller-style sections especially, you want the texture to loop without getting messy or spiky. Now let's make the groove feel like DNB and not just a generic loop. Keep the note lengths short, and if you want, add a light swing from the groove pool. Be subtle with it. Jungle groove often comes from tiny imperfections, not huge shuffle settings. A ghost note before the snare, one missed offbeat, or a small end of bar fill can make the loop feel way more alive. Try thinking in call and response. Your crunchy layer does not need to hit every drum accent. In fact, it often sounds better when it answers the main break instead of doubling it. That gives the groove movement without crowding the mix. Next, we can route the crunchy layer together with the main break. A clean beginner workflow is to keep the break on one track, the crunchy percussion on another, and send them both to a drum group or bus. On that group, you can use a little EQ for cleanup and a touch of glue compressor to make everything feel unified. Just a tiny amount goes a long way. You can also send the crunchy layer to a reverb return. Keep the decay short and the low cut fairly high so the space doesn't get muddy. Just a small amount of reverb can make the texture feel like it's sitting in a room, which is perfect for DJ-friendly intro sections and smoother transitions. And that leads into one of the best parts of this technique. It works really well as a DJ tool. A steady crunchy percussion loop can keep movement going while giving you room to mix. It can support an intro, a breakdown, a transition, or a roller groove without needing full drums blasting all the time. Once the loop is working, add a little movement over time. Automate the filter, the saturator drive, or the reverb send across 8 or 16 bars. You do not need huge effects moves. In D&B, subtle changes often create more tension than big obvious sweeps. A nice arrangement idea is to start with the layer a bit darker, open it up over the next few bars, and then maybe to add a fill or a reversed hit before the drop. That kind of motion keeps the loop alive and helps the arrangement feel like a real tune instead of a static pattern. A few common mistakes to watch out for: too much low end in the layer, too much distortion making it louder instead of better, and too much reverb turning the groove into blur. If the crunchy layer starts competing with the break, simplify it. If it starts fighting the kick and sub, high pass it more. And if it feels harsh, back off the saturation and smooth the upper mids a little. Here's a very useful teacher tip. The best crunchy percussion layers are often the ones you notice most when they disappear. If the layer is doing its job, it should feel like supporting detail, not extra drums. For a darker or more old-school vibe, try using dusty source material, a rim, a chopped break attack, a noisy percussion hit, or even a bit of Foley can sound more authentic than a polished clap. You can also resample the sound once it's working, then process that audio again. That second pass often gives it a more committed, sample-like character. If you want to push this further, try making three versions of the same idea. One dry and tight, one dirtier and more aggressive, and one with more space for intros and transitions. That's a great way to learn how much the character changes just from stock Ableton processing. So to recap, start with a simple break slice or percussion hit, load it into simpler, make it short, add saturator or drum bus for crunch, shape it with EQ8, control it lightly with compression, and then use automation to keep it moving. Keep the layer short, gritty, and rhythmically supportive. Remove the low end, leave space for the kick and sub, and think like a D&B arranger. Build it so it can work as a DJ tool, an intro texture, or a supporting layer in the drop. That's the vibe. Now it's your turn. Spend a few minutes building one crunchy percussion loop, and listen to what happens when you mute it against your main break. If the groove suddenly feels less alive, you know you've got something good.